Listen, there's a great work to be done. As soon as you win this court battle, you must deliver this message. Take advantage of this opportunity and declare a powerful message to this world. He expects more of us. He believes we can do more. Who's going to stop Christ? Who's going to stop Christ from getting this work done?
This is Behind the Work.
Welcome to Behind the Work. I'm your ninth favorite KPCG radio host, Grant Turgeon, and we are fresh off of an outstanding personal appearance campaign in Portland, Oregon last weekend, where Trumpet Editor-in-Chief Gerald Fleury visited with audiences of approximately 210 and 150 subscribers on March 24th and 25th. I was especially fired up for this personal appearance campaign because of the history of God's work in Oregon. I talked about that on the program last week. Just a lot of epic events took place in Oregon with the late Herbert W. Armstrong, who is the predecessor of the Philadelphia Church of God's work today. So I was reading the autobiography, and I covered some of those stories from Mr. Armstrong's life on the program last week. And then last weekend, we had the opportunity to go up there ourselves and experience firsthand just some of the beauty of that region, and we got to enjoy the quirky, unique, energetic people up there. I always really enjoy going up there. This was actually my third time in Portland in the last 3 years, two of them with Mr. Fleury. Another time I just took a trip there with my wife just because I like the area so much. Like I said, Mr. Fleury hosted that personal appearance campaign March 24th and 25th, and his lecture on Sunday was about the inspiring fruits of God's government. You can also tune into the Trumpet Hour radio program from last Wednesday for more information about this trip, but I'll still give you quite a few details and some extra things that I didn't get to talk about on there. But he talked about the inspiring fruits of God's government. This is also the subject that he covered this past Sabbath in his sermon, but don't worry too much about spoilers in the Trumpet Hour program if you haven't gotten to hear that sermon yet, if you're a member of the church and you're waiting to hear that sermon on recording, because he actually gave several different points from what he gave up in Portland, either completely different points or worded so differently from the ones in Portland that I failed to pick up on the fact that they were similar points. Just really inspiring information about God's government. He spoke about how God's government just fills our lives with blessings. It's not always just something about correction and being humbled, although that is part of it. Consider the audience there at those personal appearance campaigns. A lot of them are Trumpet subscribers who maybe read the magazine or watch the Key of David television program, but they're not members. And so you don't want to give people who aren't members of the church an introduction to God's government by talking about all of the corrective aspects. That's something that we begin to understand only after experiencing the beauty of government. Once we understand the vision behind government, once we understand its benefits in our lives, then we can start talking a lot more about the corrective parts, which really are inspiring as well. When we come to adjust our thinking to be more like God's, when we start to live the way God wants because of correction, that is a beautiful thing. But again, it's not necessarily the first aspect of government to focus on. So Mr. Fleury talked about the inspiring fruits of God's government on March 24th for his first lecture up there in Portland. On the second night, he talked a lot about Hebrews, but specifically chapter 9, like he did in the first lecture. And this was a really timely message too. Just a few weeks before Passover, he focused a lot on the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. This is a time of year where we need to be focusing on that sacrifice. We are trying to get sin out of our lives, repent of all of our sins so that we can take the Passover worthily. And to really focus on Christ's sacrifice is the right mindset, the right focus, because otherwise we start focusing too much on our own sins and how overwhelming that can be. So that was his lecture topic for March 25th, that second night of the personal appearance campaign. I have quite a lot of great audio clips to share with you today that I was able to collect while up in Portland. Our first audio clip is from a member from Canada who actually flew down for the trip or for the campaign. He made an international trip just to visit and to be with Mr. Fleury and to hear that message. So we'll play clip one now.
Okay, we were recently down at Edmond for a visit to the college and God's house, and wanted to see the Hezekiah Isaiah display, which we got to do. We also made it down to the airport where Mr. Fleury was taking his trip to Florida for the Florida PAC, and we didn't get to actually meet him there, but we did get to see him take off in the plane. So this was a wonderful opportunity for us to get down and actually meet Mr. Fleury and hear him speak live. So that's what we've done now, and we can cross that off our bucket list. Thanks.
So as you heard there, that Canadian member was actually just in Edmond 2 months ago, and then he made a separate trip down to Oregon to attend the personal appearance campaign. There were a lot of people like that at the campaign, people who drove in from Idaho or flew in from Nevada or flew in from Northern California, just very eager to not only hear God's message of warning and hope, but also to meet Mr. Fleury or to speak with him again in person. That's a big reason why these personal appearance campaigns are so effective. You can put a personality to the voices that you hear on the radio. You can learn what they're like when they're not in front of the television camera. And a lot of people really appreciate those opportunities. We had a really good time in Portland. A few of the married men in the Portland congregation took me to downtown Portland, and it's a very interesting, fun city. They have some really nice breweries downtown, and just a lot of great tourist attractions. Even though the Portland slogan is to keep Portland weird, there are still a lot of great things to do down there. We were at a restaurant in downtown Portland, and like I said on my other show on Friday, I do enjoy the TV show Survivor, and so for some reason that was a part of our conversation at the restaurant, and this other random person walking past us, he said, "Oh, Survivor, seasons 2 through 4, that was a great run. What a great run." And so we had a pretty good laugh about that. I can't really imagine here in Oklahoma some random person just stopping by and chatting with us like that. It's definitely a different personality in that region, and it's really entertaining to see that. And so after that was Sunday night, after the first lecture, after all of the hard work of the day was done, after Mr. Fleury had gone back up to his room to rest and prepare for the second lecture, some of the Portland members had the hospitality and the wherewithal to invite me out, and I really appreciated that. We have another clip here now from Washington State local elder Robert Morley, and he's discussing a little bit more of some of the eagerness that people had to attend these campaigns and to speak with the ministry in person. He tells a pretty humorous story here. Clip two.
The one thing that probably stood out to me was just the excitement of some of the prospective members. Yeah. Right after the first service, Mr. Davis finished after Mr. Fleury, one gentleman basically ran up to me, and he was 92 years old, and introduced himself, and he had as much energy as somebody that was 40 or maybe even 30, which is fantastic. And probably at the same time, I had another gal come up just as excited to be attending. And so that's what stood up for me, was just how many people just had an excitement to start services, I would say.
So that was Mr. Robert Morley, who was down in Portland to speak with a lot of the people who attended that personal appearance campaign, members, but especially prospective members and trumpet subscribers who were interested in maybe taking the next step, not just reading about the truth or watching it on TV, but also perhaps making contact with the church and seeing what they can do next. Just to hear about an elderly man running up to a minister like that, it is beautiful and it is inspiring. It's also humorous, but of course, to have someone with that kind of excitement really does give us motivation to keep supporting this work that does elicit such an energetic response. By the way, the flight into Portland and the flight home, they were both just perfect. Not even a bump in the air, not even the slightest bit of turbulence. We didn't encounter any delays. We didn't have any troubles with the wing flaps or a starter. So we can definitely tell that a lot of people were praying about the plane functioning properly. That definitely made the trip about the messages and not so much about the stress involved with whether or not we're actually going to be able to get to that location. Here's a clip now from our flight home. I got to interview Mr. Brian Davis, who is the Western United States Regional Director, and another person, and I'll leave that to the end. But here is clip three, Mr. Brian Davis giving his thoughts on this two-night personal appearance campaign.
Well, it was a wonderful campaign. I thought the response from the audience especially stood out as far as just their excitement. There was a buzz about the people that I spoke to, and they certainly seemed to be very excited about what they heard and their enthusiasm of wanting to talk and ask questions and wanting to give their phone numbers and have follow-up communications really stood out, and hopefully we'll see that translate into more people coming out for the follow-up Bible studies and wanting in-home visits and that sort of thing. But very good questions, very good, exciting responses from everyone. And that was primarily what stood out to me.
So that was Western United States Regional Director Brian Davis on the flight back to Oklahoma City from Portland. All of us on the plane, the four of us on the plane, besides the pilots, were very excited after all that we experienced. And so pretty much the entire flight home, nearly 4 hours through the middle of the night, we were all just wide awake and talking about that. I took a 10-minute nap, but Mr. Fleury sure didn't. It's amazing how at 83 years old now, about to turn 84, that he is able to stay awake all night after giving two long lectures 2 days in a row, traveling across the country, and then traveling home. He's able to stay awake on the plane the whole time. It really does put most of the rest of us to shame when someone like that can have so much energy. And we know really who's behind that. Mr. Davis, by the way, also gave a follow-up Bible study yesterday. And according to an anonymous source, I'll do what CNN does and give it just call him an anonymous source. Mr. Davis spoke about the incredible human potential. He spoke about the kingdom of God. He gave a lot of scriptures relating to that. He was following up on Mr. Fleury's lectures from earlier in the week. And hopefully a lot of people understood even more of that vision. Speaking of correction like Mr. Fleury did, and then having even more of that vision from Mr. Davis about the kingdom of God and God's plan for mankind. That's just a wonderful follow-up. And I believe Mr. Davis also is going back to Portland again this upcoming weekend to do another follow-up Bible study. So hopefully we just continue to have more responses. I think there were about five Trumpet subscribers who aren't church members, and many of them even traveled many hours just to be in town again to attend that Bible study. And finally, we have a clip from the man himself, Philadelphia Trumpet editor-in-chief Gerald Fleury, about his thoughts on the campaign. Clip four.
Well, just to comment on the Portland pack, I think we had on Sunday in particular, I thought it was one of the most effective packs that we've had. And as far as the members are concerned, we had, let's say, 220 total, and I believe how many non-members?
130.
130 non-members, which is really outstanding, and we continued to have more of the Laodiceans coming, that just like they have been in the past, and I felt like that they, the ones I talked to were really seemed to be on a kind of a high spiritually, I thought, and in their attitude, so. That's really a large group of people to work with when you have that many that are coming. I met a couple of families from Nevada, which is about 5 hours away. And one of them, one of the families I know was prospective member, and maybe the others were members. I just don't recall, but. We had people that came from quite a long distance, and it shows that I think that we have to keep expanding our circle and including more people, because it's kind of amazing to me how many attended and came and were thrilled to be there, and just seemed like they were really moved by everything, the fellowship, message, everything. So I thought it was really encouraging and considerably better than what I thought it would be in Portland. It seems like the map that Mr. Locher gave me was not apt to have that many people attend. So I think that was surely one of our best meetings, and then of course a good follow up tonight. So. We continue to see more of those Laodiceans coming, and I think that's a good sign for the future. And we ought to move faster if we can get people like that, because they already know so much, and we don't have to teach them as much as we would the person that doesn't know anything about our history. So that's about all I have to say, I guess. I'll give this back to you.
So that at the end there, he's returning my little audio device, and as you could hear there, you could hear the hum of the plane in the background. That was Mr. Fleury coming to you at 2 a.m. on the Philadelphia Church of God Gulfstream 450 aircraft, wide awake, speaking like he always does, and you couldn't even tell a difference. He mentioned also there meeting some people from Nevada. One of them was at his fourth personal appearance campaign, I believe, so he attended there in Portland, but we've also seen him in Houston, Texas last February, Phoenix, Arizona last August, and then Tampa, Florida this past January, and then this was his fourth campaign. So he's like our fan club, traveling around and greeting us in every location almost. So that was really... I was shocked to see him at a fourth campaign. Just incredible. There were a lot of people there. One asked Mr. Fleury to sign 3 books for him. Another gave him a red Make Archaeology Great Again hat, which cracked up everyone in the vicinity. Obviously, the church focuses a lot on archaeology and trying to uncover the history, especially of Jerusalem, as it relates to Bible prophecy and Bible history. And so that was a funny play on the popular Make America Great Again slogan. And let's see here. What else do we have? Obviously a long history in the church regarding Oregon for Mr. Fleury. We were just up there for the Feast of Trumpets 1.5 years ago. And even before that, he was a minister in the Worldwide Church of God in southeastern Washington State, which is very close to Portland. And he had a lot of involvement traveling for different activities in the WCG in the Portland area. That is actually where we purchased 11 cedars of Lebanon, three of which were then planted at the front of the John Amos Fieldhouse here on the PCG headquarters campus in Edmond, Oklahoma. A lot of other events that took place that I did mention on the Trumpet Hour last Wednesday, so you can go back and listen to that at kpcg.fm. And then, of course, Mr. Armstrong's history there, basically where he was converted and where his ministry began, and before moving down to the Los Angeles area and greatly expanding the work from there. So again, just really inspiring to be able to travel to that area, Portland, Oregon, the great Pacific Northwest. It's not what it once was, but certainly we have a lot of passionate people up there who are really excited about God's work. So we've just covered a little bit of the details of the Portland Personal Appearance Campaign this past March 24th and 25th. And I think we're going up to somewhere in New York, maybe in May. Ironically enough, I'm one of the last people to find out about these personal appearance campaign trips, even though I go on them. Before that happens, though, we're going to be in town for the upcoming Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread toward the end of the month. And there's also, don't forget about the churchwide fast, April 13th. So that's to really help with the finances of God's work and to make sure that we can walk through all of these exciting open doors, personal appearance campaigns, archaeological digs, and much more. So thank you very much for listening today. I'll be back on Friday for a Trumpet Bookshelf at 10 a.m. Central Time, and then, of course, for another Behind the Work episode next Monday at 11:30 a.m. I'm Grant Turgeon. This has been Behind the Work.
You've been listening to Behind the Work. Email your thoughts to comments at kpcg.fm. Listen for a new episode each Monday at 11:30 a.m. Central Time.